Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1849, Fitness Goal Setting, The Importance of Knowing Your Why, Part 2, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1848. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Fitness Goal Setting, The Importance of Knowing Your Why, Part 2, by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. How to Know Your Why. Let's simplify finding your why with a basic step-by-step process. 1. Brainstorm your values, passions, and strengths. Take a journal or something else you can use to record your thoughts about what's really important to you. List your most important values in life because they form the basis for your beliefs and, in turn, the action you'll take towards achieving your health and fitness goals. Write down the things you're passionate about and love doing. Where do your strengths lie? Although you might not think your general strengths in life relate to your health and fitness goals, over time, you'll learn how they will play a role in taking you closer to your goals. By starting to take stock of what's really important to you, you'll begin to see where your health and fitness goals fit into that picture. 2. Look into the past and the future. Look back into your past to a time when you felt much fitter and healthier. Can you identify what some of the contributing factors were that helped you achieve that state of health and wellness? What aspects of your life made it easier for you to achieve your goals then? Was it the people you were surrounding yourself with, a better work-life balance that allowed you more space in life, or something else? Now look forward to your future. What do you envision for your health, fitness, happiness, and lifestyle in 1 year? How about 5 years or 30 years? Again, write the answers to these questions down in a journal. They'll help you to clarify the vision of what you want and why it's important to you. You'll soon be able to realize whether the fitness goals you're setting for yourself are truly in line with your life's purpose. And 3, ongoing awareness and actions. After your initial brainstorming and contemplation, make sure you have a plan for some ongoing actions that are going to keep you connected to your why for achieving your health and fitness goals. Perhaps you feel inspired to create a vision board that reminds you of all the things that make you feel excited, are important to you, and take you closer to your long-term vision. Once you know your why, find ways to remind yourself about it. You might choose to simply write it out once each day in your journal, or you could post it in prominent places where you can see it, read it, or just let it sink into your subconscious mind each day. Result: when you've got a really strong, clear reason for achieving your goals, you've taken the first step towards achieving them. If your overall why statement conjures up a lot of emotion when you read it, that's a decent indication that you really know what's important to you and you're ready to move forward. What's the next step after knowing your why? Once you've gotten to the really important reason or reasons for wanting to exercise or lead a healthier lifestyle, remind yourself of them often. This will be the first step to your success. As mentioned before, consider writing them down and pinning them somewhere you'll see them regularly. When it's dark and rainy outside and you'd rather be curled up in bed than heading to your early morning fitness session, this is where your why kicks into action. There's a quote that says, "Discipline is just choosing between what you want now and what you want most," end quote. When you really understand your why and it's truly important to you, your underlying motivators will kick in and get you out of bed and out of the door to live your best life and achieve your wildest dreams. You probably have heard the term internal motivation. This is when you become motivated to exercise and make healthy choices as a result of your own internal drivers. You don't rely on external motivators such as rewards or being pushed by other people. Sure, external motivators might still form part of your strategy, but your deep internal drivers are the ones that really push you forward and provide you with intrinsic motivation for success in the long run. Knowing your why essentially provides you with the intrinsic motivation you need for successful fitness goal setting and getting. Further help to discover your why. Simon Sinek is a thought leader on knowing your why and helping you figure out your purpose, as well as the beliefs that inspire you. If you haven't listened to his video about knowing your why, which was a Know Your Why TED Talk, then I would highly recommend you check it out. It will really help you understand the importance of personal goals with a why behind them. Oh, and achieving fitness goals is much easier alongside the support and knowledge of a qualified fitness professional. You just listened to part two of the post titled "Fitness Goal Setting: The Importance of Knowing Your Why" by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I so appreciated that today's author, Ellie, mentioned author Simon Sinek and his TED Talk. It really is worth a watch. I actually listened to his audiobook recently. I may have even quoted a line from his book as one of my Wednesday inspirational quotes. Simon argues that knowing your why can be really valuable when you need that extra push to get through something that isn't bringing you immediate happiness or can be downright awful. If you can put in perspective the larger goal for why you're doing something, or putting yourself through a stressful situation, or in our case, a really hard workout, or eating more vegetables, then you're more likely to push through it. Plus, knowing your why can help us continue pushing. For example, say someone has set a weight loss goal for themselves. Once they reach that goal, can they now go back to their old habits? Of course not. They have to keep up these new behaviors, even when the behaviors seem difficult or boring or time-consuming. If we can remember the why we started the journey in the first place, we can hopefully stay the course for as long as we need to. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.